Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. A very warm welcome to you all, to St. Catharines and St. Margaret's, for this service of home worship on this second Sunday of the Epiphany season. It's lovely to have you with us. I hope that you are all well. We come together as brothers and sisters in Christ to offer our praise and worship to our Heavenly Father, giving thanks to God for the gift of his Son, Jesus Christ, in whom God walks among his people, sharing our lives. Last week we celebrated the baptism of Christ, and today we see him begin his public ministry as he calls Andrew and Simon Peter to follow him. And we give thanks that in our day he has called us into his family to join him in his work, just as he called Andrew and Simon and the other disciples. And so we pray that we may live our lives as faithful disciples of Christ, as we open our hearts to him in prayer. Father of glory, holy and eternal, look upon us now in power and mercy. May your strength overcome our weakness, your radiance transform our blindness, and your spirit draw us to that love shown and offered to us by your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And as we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us first seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, mighty God and Prince of Peace, Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, Son of God and Son of Mary, Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, Word made flesh and splendour of the Father, Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, glory be to God on high. Alleluia to the Saviour who has gained the victory. Alleluia to the Spirit, fount of love and sanctity. Alleluia, alleluia, to the triune majesty. Almighty God, in Christ you make all things new. Transform the poverty of our nature by the riches of your grace, and in the renewal of our lives make known your heavenly glory. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Listen to me, O coastlands, pay attention, you peoples from far away. The Lord called me before I was born, while I was in my mother's womb. He named me. He made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand he hid me. He made me a polished arrow. In his quiver he hid me away. And he said to me, "You are my servant, Israel, in whom I will be glorified." But I said, "I have laboured in vain, I have spent my strength for nothing and vanity. Yet surely my cause is with the Lord, and my reward with my God." And now the Lord says, who formed me in the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, and that Israel might be gathered to him, "For I am honoured in the sight of the Lord, and my God has become my strength." He says, "It is too light a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the survivors of Israel. I will give you as a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth. Thus says the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel and his Holy One, to one deeply despised, abhorred by the nations, the slave of rulers. Kings shall see and stand up, princes, and they shall prostrate themselves, because of the Lord who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel, who has chosen you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The response to the psalm. May all who seek you be joyful and glad in you. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. He drew me up from the desolate pit and of the miry bog, and set my feet upon the rock, making my steps secure. May all who seek you be joyful and glad in you. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Happy are those who make the Lord their trust, who do not turn to the proud, to those who go astray after false gods. May all who seek you be joyful and glad in you. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Paul, called to be an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and our brother Sosthenes, to the church of God that is in Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, together with all those who in every place call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, both their Lord and ours. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always for you, because of the grace of God that has been given you in Christ Jesus. For in every way you have been enriched in him, in speech and knowledge of every kind, just as the testimony of Christ has been strengthened among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will also strengthen you to the end, so that you may be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful. By him you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Open our hearts, O Lord, to accept the words of your Son. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. The next day he saw Jesus coming toward him and declared, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel." And John testified, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God." The next day, John again was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated anointed. He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Kephas," which is translated Peter. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Last week we celebrated the baptism of Christ. The events of this week's gospel take place the following day. John the Baptist sees Jesus approaching him and again proclaims Jesus as the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. John recounts to his disciples the events of Jesus' baptism, witnessing that he himself saw the Spirit descending on Jesus like a dove, and recounting God's words to him, "He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit." For John, there is no doubt that Jesus is the Son of God, and he proclaims him so. The baptism of Jesus marks the beginning of his public ministry, the beginning of his mission to bring the people back to the Father and to gather all into the family of God. And it is a mission which will bring Jesus eventually to Jerusalem and to the cross. As we are again reminded of the baptism of Christ, we reflect on our own baptism and the vocation to which we are called as baptized disciples of Christ. Matthew tells us that the first of Jesus' acts was to begin to gather a group of people around himself to accompany him, and we are told how he first meets Andrew and Simon Peter. Like Andrew and Simon Peter, Jesus has in our day called us to join him in his work. And for us, our baptism in the blessed water of the font was, as it was for Jesus, the beginning of our journey through life with God. In the waters of baptism, the seed of faith was planted in our hearts. The Holy Spirit made his home with us, and God declared us his children. We were adopted by God and brought into his wonderful family, which extends from heaven to earth and through all the ages. We are his beloved, the ones on whom his favour rests. At his baptism, Jesus accepted his calling to make known the saving power of God's love to the world. And we, at our baptism and confirmation, accepted the same calling. With Jesus Christ, we are called to bring the good news of God's love to all among whom we live. We are called to bring the good news that all are loved by God, that all are important to him. All who hurt, all who despair, all who feel lost. And there is a great need for God's love to be made known. For God's love alone brings freedom from our fears and anxieties, our feelings of guilt and forgiveness for our sins. God's love alone brings that deep sense of peace and hope and of belonging that the world needs so much today. As we celebrate the beginning of Jesus' public ministry following his baptism, let us recommit ourselves to joining him in that ministry. The special role to which God has called us is to announce Jesus, the Son of God, to the world, to bring the wonderful news of the love of God to all his children, that we all belong to him, and that in Jesus, Emmanuel, God is with us all forever. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the church throughout the world, for the leaders of the church, among them Mary, our bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese and for our own ministry area, that the church may faithfully work with Christ to proclaim the saving love of God to the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for victims of violence and oppression, for all suffering the effects of natural disaster, and for those suffering through famine or drought. May there be peace where there is conflict, and hope where there is despair. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, friends, and neighbours. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. May Christ make his home in our hearts, that through us the light of his love may shine in our community. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and the isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. May they be strengthened by the Holy Spirit and consoled with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones. And we pray for the recently departed and those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. May they share the eternal glory of heaven in the company of all the saints. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Let us bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father, as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Jesus said, "Peace I bequeath to you, my own peace I give you. A peace the world cannot give, this is my gift to you. The peace of the Lord be with you and with all those whom you love." Let us pray. Almighty Father, whose Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, is the light of the world, may your people, illumined by your word and sacraments, shine with the radiance of his glory, that he may be known, worshipped, and obeyed to the ends of the earth. For he is alive and reigns now and forever. Amen. Just before our final blessing and our final hymn this morning, I'd like to thank you all for joining us, our family here in Gellyger, for our service of home worship this morning. Really lovely to have you with us. Our best wishes go to you all for the coming week. I hope you all have a good, a healthy and peaceful week to come. And I hope very much that you will be able to join us once again next Sunday for another service of home worship. The Lord be with you. Christ, the Son of God, gladden your hearts with the good news of his kingdom. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.
Songs of praises, songs.